Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to share one of my favorite songs that is so dear to my heart. Amen. And I'd like everyone to join in with me in singing.
We are fighting for a song, and we will surely win. With our Savior, the universal King, we're united with our nation and called by His name. So let us rise, He was known.
Welcome to the Initiative Radio Network. I'm Sister Pamela K. Muhammad, and this is no other than the program of the Defenders of Farrakhan. Let me see my host on. Brother Daniel, are you on here? Can anyone hear me? Okay, the lines are open, I see, but I don't hear anyone. Again, can anyone hear? Going to take a short, quick commercial break. Again, I think Vlog Talk is having other issues. Let me see again. Brother Daniel, are you here? Because I can't seem to hear anyone. Okay, sisters, these technical issues, we are trying to get them straight out as quick as possible. But we're having some difficulties tonight. But with that, we're going to, let me see my co-host here, please. If so, please say something. Are you here? Okay, we may have to call in again and restart this. Please be patient, and thank you.
Right now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I can hear you now.
Yes, sir. Okay, everything together.
Yes, sir. You can just start the show now.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Fatih Muhammad, to whom praise I do forever. I bear witness that he brought a man in our midst, a divine leader, teacher, and guide. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the exalted Christ. And I further bear witness that he brought another man in our midst, a divine warner and reminder. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is a divine warner and reminder in our midst. Greeting the words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, we'll be discussing two individuals who have spoke against first Master, our Savior, Master Fatih Muhammad. Second, the man in our midst today, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And Brother Charles, you have those clips to play right now, sir.
No, sir. We're still having technical difficulties.
Okay. I'll hold on until they get that together. You setting the clips up, dear brother?
I'm having to restart my computer. I just restarted my computer, and it said something it's never said before. It said something about some other host was stopping me from restarting my computer. So all we can do is, when things like that happen, is you just tell people, take pictures of it if you can. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, they don't want certain things heard, you know? And it's like striving deal with it. You take pictures and strive to tell other people, so when they go through the same thing, you know, they can at least have some idea of what's going on instead of being in the dark like I was a second ago. You know?
Right.
But
right.
My computer's restarting now.
Okay. Thank you.
Brother Daniel, my computer usually reboots in like, I don't know, less than 30 seconds, you know. But now my desktop isn't showing up on my computer at all. And so it's like I don't have any desktop at all, nothing on my desktop. Okay, now the desktop is finally coming up. Well, the icons on the bottom popped up. Man, you know, humbly, I've been doing this for about, since about 2012, I think. And so I've seen, you know, I've seen a lot of things, you know, because of the people I've been talking to, you know. And it's like, you know, it's disgusting when you have a situation where the government, you know, it breaks its own laws in order to stop you simply from telling a truth. It's like, man, it's a crazy world, you know. It's like, you know, humbly, I don't want to disrespect, you know, the Islamic religion or anything by misquoting the Quran, but it's like, I believe there's a verse that talks about these people that go around the world saying they're creating peace, but they don't know they're the mischief makers, you know. And it's like, that's what this government is, you know. It's like, man, when you love the truth, you know, it's like, this is, you know, pretty much hell for people who love truth, you know.
Right.
But it's the computer's back on now, and now the browser's open. Hold on. So I'm going to try to get back in.
I was about to send the clips on. I was about to send the clips to her. I'm about to send the clips to Sister Pamela right quick.
Okay.
Hold on for 1 second. I'll just send the first clip to her already. I'll send the second one to her right now. Okay, Brother Charles, you just got them. I just sent it to him, both of them. You still there, Brother Charles?
Yes, sir.
Okay, she just received them. She should be setting it up now.
This is Craig. Yeah, I tried to use my son's. He has a little, a little login, a little, profile on the computer. And so I tried to sign out of mine and sign into his real quick, and it's the same thing.
Right.
They won't let me log in, so. I guess all I can do is run an antivirus or something.
Send them to you.
I can't do anything. It's like I can't upload anything to the computer. I can't be of any service, really.
Oh boy, this is I want to hear
it. No, be encouraged. You know what I'm saying? It's like when the powers of greed attack you like that. It must mean they believe you got something to say. That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to turn every negative into a positive. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you just make that your fuel for your fire. Like, oh, y'all want to try to shut me up? Nah, next time I'm coming like a dragon. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to blow fire through
right.
the smoke. No, but you know what I'm saying.
They don't want us on, we can just shut it down. I hear something now.
I was running a virus scan on my computer, and there's another computer on my Wi-Fi that shouldn't be there. It should be just two, me and my wife's. And I guess it found some kind of threat.
The message said log in.
You know, it's funny. I don't hear this on white stations, like blog talk stations. You know, I don't listen to them a lot, but it's like I never really heard anybody else on a blog talk. I'm talking about how, you know, they couldn't call in or they couldn't get into the service. They couldn't have open up mics, things like that, you know.
She said log back in, then log out. Log out and then back in.
I can't even log in.
You can't do either both.
It won't even let me log
let
in
know.
Into let the to the blog talk.
Let her know. Let her know that you can't do either.
All right.
So my brother died. We ain't logged you in, man. You got to pop at the shut this down.
Yeah, I can't do anything. I can't get into the Block Talk right. radio site. I can't. There's nothing I can do. So
she just said, all you can do. Why is that? Let her know what's going on, Charles.
All right. Danny, there's nothing more I can do.
Okay, we're going to shut it down. Okay, Brother Charles.
Hey, Grandma, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.